talk to the coach, head coach Jeremy Colliton. Let me tell you something. I haven't said this before, G, on the show. Hawks are good, don't
I? I feel like I've heard you say that.
Hawks are on a hot streak. One in a row, and we'll take every one in a row second of it, because that's the start. That's what you need to break the get off the schneid, which is a Canadian word that means win more. And that's exactly what the Hawks
schneid?
Are going to do now. Yeah, schneid. Used to play defense for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah,
schneid. Coach Jeremy Colliton joins us now, and the boys look good Sunday night.
Yeah, we had a good game. I mean, it's the big thing is just to get a little positive reinforcement for doing some good things, and hopefully we can use that momentum to have another good effort tonight. It's going to be a big test, so we got to continue to do the things we've been doing and improve.
Now, here's the thing. When Dylan Strome is one of the little engines that could, I think it's a part and parcel of the depth of this team and how good this team can be. Because, honestly, if Taves and Kane and Saad, I mean, if they're on the score sheet every night and you got to have them to win, you're not going to win all the games you need to win. But if you spread it around the roster, now you got something. So it was great to see him being a guy, number one star.
Yeah, that was big, certainly for his confidence to have. He's an offensive player, wants to produce, so when he's able to, contribute, it's going to make him feel good about himself. And I agree with what you say about our team. Like, I think that's been one strength. The guys further down the lineup have played really well, and that bodes well for the future, because I know the top guys are gonna come through and they're gonna produce for us, and we're gonna score on the power play and all those things, and I think we can go on a run.
G is going to ask you a non-hockey question coming up. This is how she wants to contribute to whenever we talk to you, Coach. She said she wants to ask you a non-hockey question. I just want you to get
ready
for it.
Okay.
Just get ready.
Thanks, Coach.
Mark Carman's here for Dave Ennett. What's your thoughts, Mark?
Jeremy, good to be with you this morning. Good morning. The Hawks, of course, so you guys making a trade yesterday with Brendan Perlini, and he had only played in one game this year, 7 minutes of ice time. That couldn't have been easy for you, and I know you've talked about it, but having a guy who wants to be out there but is not right now fitting into your plan. So I'm sure you wish him well, and what do you know about Alec Regula?
Yeah, for sure. It's tougher on him than me. I got to make the decision to put the lineup together, but Pearl's really wanted to play, and I think he worked hard off the ice and was a great teammate, throughout all this, but ultimately we feel like we have a pretty deep roster and we had the other guys ahead of him. So for him to get the opportunity somewhere else is good for him. I hope he does really well. And I know the organization, the scouts and Stan in particular, really excited about the defenseman we got back, and hopefully he can contribute down the road.
So let's talk about tonight for a second. As a matter of fact, Carms, what time are we doing pregame tonight?
That would be 7 o'clock, Steve.
And now what time does the puck drop?
That's a 7:30 puck drop.
And who will we be seeing tonight? Who are we going to be hearing about?
We're going to be crushing the Nashville Predators.
That's exactly right. Now, aside from the disgusting yellow color of the Predators sweaters, Coach, I have to admit, that's a good hockey team.
Yeah, they are. They're an excellent team, and they've had a good start. And they got depth. They got depth on defense. They got depth on up front, and they have good goaltending. So it's going to be a challenge. It's a tough rink to play in. We're really going to focus on the start. We've got to be sharp in the first 10 minutes. Typically, they come out really hard. So that's good for our guys to know. There's no secrets. Like, we've got to be ready, and hopefully we'll respond.
How are you handling Brent Seabrook right now, Coach? I mean, here's a legend who was a healthy scratch for only the second time in his career on Sunday. He obviously wants to be out there too, and you guys are trying to win games. I know that can't be easy either, because he certainly wants to be on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants to play, and he's a big part of the team and the dressing room, and huge personality, extremely well liked, and he's going to be a part of things. It's not just because you sit out one game doesn't mean you're out. We know he can contribute, and we know he can help us win, and that's what he's got to focus on.
What makes DeBrincat so good? I mean, he weighs 47 pounds. He's 13 years old, and yet he's one of the best players in the league.
Well, he's a very smart player. He knows how to find space. Um, know, I think even like the goals last game, you know, he kind of darts in at the right time, and then he doesn't need that much space either to get his shot off, which is, you know, obviously a big part of his arsenal. And, you know, his shots, his release is fantastic. He can score from almost everywhere in the offensive zone.
We were talking about Stevie Eiserman last week, because I know he's one of the idols you had growing up as a kid. Is he in a Stevie Eiserman type, or does he remind you of somebody else?
Yeah, he's probably more of a, you know, like a Brett Hull type, you know, where he finds the space and doesn't need much time to get a one-timer off. He kind of disappears in the offensive zone, and then he appears, you know, in time for a one-timer, and then it's in the net.
As fast as this game has become, you still have to have physical strength, and there's awfully big guys out there, especially when you slap skates on them. You worry about him getting whacked around a little bit because of his size, or is he good enough to be in the right place as opposed to the wrong?
Yeah, no, he's good. He can find, you know, like I said, he can find the soft areas. And, you know, there's times, you know, where he's going to have to take a hit to make a play. And actually, last game, he had a couple hits. He had, you know, the one in the second period, I remember, in particular, he had a great forecheck. And he went after their D and he ran them over. And that's something that, you know, really earns the respect of your teammates when you do that. You know, there's a lot. It's the game. There's definitely room for smaller players now, and it's not just a big man's game anymore. And I think he's a perfect example of that.
The goalie tonight for the Preds is Boo Worthy. He's really he's really good. He's one of the best in the league. Who's in net for us?
I'll let you know soon.
Almost had him. Did you notice that? I almost had him.
So casual. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, though, we're in a great position to have Crawford and Leonard. And Leonard, Leonard could stop anything. Leonard's better than one of them video doorbells. He knows what's coming. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, G? You know what I'm talking about?
Totally.
All right, G, what's your question for the coach?
So, Coach, this may require a follow-up, depending on how you answer this. I am wondering if you are a breakfast person.
I'd say not every day.
Not okay.
So I think now that I'm a coach, I got to try to avoid. I'm trying to avoid getting coach body. You know, so I can't eat all the meals.
What is your favorite go-to breakfast if you do have it?
Probably I wouldn't call it a go-to because it doesn't. You know, you don't get it very often. But I like. Smoked salmon bagel.
Ooh, lox. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty healthy, too, because training table in professional sports usually involves about 6,000 calories per meal. Because these guys are working hard out there. Coach, looking forward to tonight. One update, 6:30 pregame, Carm. 6:30, we're in Nashville.
Right.
6:30 pregame tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop with John and Troy.
What
and
Coach, seven?
Get a win, Coach.
Glad we sorted that out. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks.